Antibiotics are part of many livestock feeding operations. They're often used to treat sick animals. But some farmers also put antibiotics in feed or water to keep animals from getting sick or to make them gain weight faster. One problem is not all those drugs stay on the farm.
Not all antibiotics will be absorbed by the animal.
That's environmental engineer Zhu Li at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. He measures antibiotic resistance in farm fields where livestock manure is spread as fertilizer.
So a certain part of it will be released into the environment.
The bacteria the medicines don't kill develop resistance to these drugs. Li's research shows those resistant bacteria can build up.
But recently people also find if an environment receives livestock manure from facilities that has been using antibiotics, then the level of antibiotics and antibiotic resistance genes in the soil environment will increase.
And that's a potential risk for public health. Not all bacteria are a direct risk to people, but can resistance spread to pathogens that are a threat? Last year, the White House released a national plan to get a handle on antibiotic resistance and created a presidential advisory council to follow its progress. In March, those experts got together in Washington to give an update on how the plan is working, at hospitals and on the farm. Mike Apley is on the presidential council and also teaches at the vet school at Kansas State University. He told the council antibiotic resistance is not a new issue for farmers.
Judicious use guidelines have been being initiated by producers and veterinary groups in association with federal agencies for quite some time.
But federal agencies are changing some of the rules for how antibiotics are used on farms in an effort to cut down on their use. The FDA is asking pharmaceutical companies to stop allowing their antibiotics to be used just to make animals grow faster. The agency also set a new veterinary feed directive, or VFD. It means, in many cases, antibiotics that were sold over the counter now must be prescribed by a vet. Apley says the new rules are raising questions in the livestock industry about when antibiotics are really necessary.
So the VFD has been a real instigator of having those conversations about when should we, how should we, etc.
But some public health advocates are calling on the council and federal agencies to do more to enforce changes in antibiotic use, particularly on the farm. David Wallinga is a physician with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says the FDA should set benchmarks to reduce antibiotic use at places like feedlots and hog barns.
Turns out they have set targets on the human side. They've said that we want to reduce the use of antibiotics in, you know, in clinics by 50%, and we want to reduce the use of antibiotics in hospitals by 20%.
The FDA has not set targets for agriculture, he says, even though most of the antibiotics important for human health are used to treat animals, not people. Even now, under new guidelines, many drugs can still be fed to healthy animals to keep them from getting sick.
So it's really unclear to us that if you just get rid of the growth promotion on the label, that you're really going to change the way people use these antibiotics.
Even if the FDA did set targets for agriculture to use fewer antibiotics, it would be hard to tell if it was working. There is no system for collecting data on how farmers use antibiotics, and the presidential council says that is a problem. Here's Elizabeth Youngman of the Pew Charitable Trust, who led the council's working group on that issue.
I mean, I think there is quite a bit of recognition that without baseline data, it's going to be very difficult to monitor progress. That said, you know, the growth promotion changes happen this year, veterinary feed directive happens this year, the surveillance systems weren't funded.
The council is asking Congress to provide funding to the FDA and Department of Agriculture to create monitoring programs. Until then, it will be hard to know exactly what changes are happening on the farm and what it might mean for our health. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.